all, thank you to Rabbi Zilberman for giving me this opportunity to talk about one of my favorite topics in life. I love Erevin in general. When I was dating my wife, one of the weird things was that whenever we passed by like a community Erev or something, they say, wow, look at this Erev, it's like so amazing. And she's like, you know, you should be looking at me more than the Erev, stuff like that. But the fact is, Erevin is mamish. It's a beautiful limud, and I think you have for the last number of weeks really gotten involved in it. And one of the topics that comes up often, or hopefully not so often, is the question about what happens when an Erev falls down on Shabbos. Do you announce that the Erev is down or not? Which is the topic that we will bli neder be discussing now. Almost everything I'm saying is found in an article that I wrote in RJJ Volume 47. It's called the catchy title, When Erev Falls on Shabbos. That's the topic that we're discussing. Now, the Ktzos HaShulchan, in the Ktzos HaShulchan's Rav Avraham Chaim Noeh, he discusses a situation when there is a snowstorm that was in Yerushalayim on the Friday. The Ktzos HaShulchan was the Rav of Shkunat HaBukharim in Yerushalayim. So he said there was like a snowstorm in Yerushalayim on a Friday, and he didn't know whether or not the Erev was up. So what he advised was that each chatzer should make its own Erev Chatzeres. Technically, Erev Chatzeres is the box of matzahs that you have, as we know, and the what we call an Erev in Yiddish is the mechitzos, is the Tzuris HaPesach around town. But Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noeh was worried that maybe the Erev would be down, and therefore he advised everyone to make their own Erev Chatzeres. And sure enough, the Erev actually was down on Shabbos, and he said, Baruch Hashem, we did this, it was the right thing. Now, a few things just very practically. He was worried because of the snow that the Erev would come down. Just as a matter of practical Erevin, I have one of my shows, Erev Checkers, here. As a matter of practical Erevin, snow is not that bad for Erevin. Ice is really bad for Erevin. In some ways, very heavy rain with wind can be worse for an Erev than snow. The Derech Klal, snow is not bad. Again, it doesn't mean very much. It's just like this is Einen Aras. Yeah, David?
Snowmakers.
Huh?
A snowmaker. The snowmaker is blowing on your wire. I could build up.
The snowmaker is blowing on your wire, and that's correct. Snow, yeah. But generally speaking, a standard snowstorm will probably not be so bad for the Erev. Now, whether or not we should announce the Erev comes as a secondary question to whether or not the Erev is kosher when it comes down on Shabbos. If the Erev is kosher on Shabbos, so then obviously you don't have to announce that the Erev is down. And there is a shmua out there that once Shabbos began and the Erev is up, you can continue to carry all Shabbos. And this shmua is not completely devoid of fact. That's a nice way of saying that it's not totally off base, but it's off base because the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Zayin has a sugya about a situation where Erev Derech HaPesach V'Nistam HaPesach. Right? Erev again means that the box of matzahs is through a door, and then on Shabbos that door gets locked, the door gets barred shut, so the shaila is whether it's still kosher. So it's a machlokus between Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Huna paskins in Erev Daf Yud Zayin, and the halacha follows Rav Huna, that Shabbos hoel v'chutra chutra. That once it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, the door was open at the beginning of Shabbos, so memela, the Erev is going to be kosher the entire Shabbos. In the continuation of the Gemara says that l'cha'ora, this should be told in the machlokas hatanoim between the Tana Reb Yossi and Reb Yehuda about chatzar shenifritza mishtei ruchoseha. Bechem bayis shenifras mishtei ruchosav or mavoi shenitlu korosav or lechayav. Let's say you have a mavoi and the lechis or the koras come off. So Reb Yehuda says it's mutter la'isa Shabbos aser v'Shabbos haba. Reb Yehuda says if you have a mavoi and the lechi or the korah gets removed, so it's mutter that Shabbos and it's going to be aser for future Shabbosos. So zakti gemar that l'cha'ora Rav Huna who says Shabbos hova hutra hutra. he's going according to the Tana, Reb Yehuda. That's the Hava Amina of the Gemara. So then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, no. Reb Huna says, Ano da ami afil Reb Yosi. I can't look on Reb Yosi, Hosam el de les nuhulam chitzis. Hocha is nuhulam chitzis. Meaning to say, Zok the Gemara, that Reb Yosi, the Tana, can be according to Reb Huna. Right? This din that Reb Huna says, Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra, is not against Reb Yosi, who says that if you have a mavoi and the lechi of the korah comes down, that you can't use it on Shabbos, because of the Gemara, there's a difference between isnuhula mechitzos or lesnuhula mechitzos. If the mechitzos are still up, so then we could say Shabbos hova hutra hutra, according to Rav Huna. But lesnuhula mechitzos, when the mechitzos are down, you can't say Shabbos hova hutra hutra. In other words, we only say hova hutra hutra on the Erev as in the box of matzahs. I don't say Shabbos Hova Hutra Hutra on the mechitzes that come down. That is the Gemara as understood by, I think, all the Rishonim. I don't know any Rishon who disagrees with this. And that's the Psak Halacha. And Tosfos over here speaks this out clearly. That La Halacha we pass in with Rav Huna, that Shabbos Hova Hutra Hutra. And when less Nehula Mechitzos, so then the Erev is not kosher. That seems to be the basic din. And therefore, if my Tzuris HaPesach snags, rips, breaks on Shabbos, so the Erev is going to be down, because that is a situation of less Nehula Mechitzos. Now, of course, this is true only if the Tzuris HaPesach breaks and you have a pirtza more than 10 amos, no? The Tzuris HaPesach breaks and I have a pirtza less than 10 amos. Rav Shechter always uses Rav Moshe's shiurim of 18 feet, no? I don't really understand why Rav Shechter does this, because the Chazon Ish, in one of his essays in Erevin, quotes that the minhag in Yerushalayim was to always use the shiurim of Reb Chaim Noef for an Erev. And even those of the Chazon Ish, everyone knows that Reb Chaim Noef's shiurim are wrong, because I, Chazon Ish, hold that you have much bigger shiurim. But says the Chazon Ish, you can't possibly use the biggest shiurim for a pirtz and an Erev. You have to use the smaller shiurim, because mehechates the Erev is kosher. So I don't really understand why the minhag in Yeshiva over here is that our Erev in town has gaps up until 18 feet, no? If you go to the corner of Amsterdam and like 182nd, you will not see any wire connecting that corner to like the building, no?
We tried, dude.
We tried at one point, that there's no wire there, right? There's
no. We went with the real room, we tried to find it.
Yeah.
We couldn't really find
it. You can't find it, because what they do is
we
you go from
the gap.
What? Sure, there's a gap there.
We'll go again. We found one between, I guess where 182nd should be in Laurel Hill. Correct me if I'm wrong.
182nd and Laurel Hill, there's no gap.
Where 182nd would be on Laurel Hill, the sort of passes we found them going across Amsterdam.
It goes across Amsterdam, that's where it's a pass-up.
Along the sidewalk, and then it almost went to the wall of the retaining wall on Laurel Hill. Am I wrong? We all were there?
No, it goes from the sidewalk, and then there's a gap all the way across that sidewalk, and it uses the building going up 182nd until the next corner around Audubon and 182nd. We can take a walk right after if you want.
You were looking at the wrong
corner.
Okay. Maybe.
Based upon description,
we were
looking at the
wrong corner. Okay.
You're talking about the west side of the street.
I'm talking about the west side of Amsterdam, correct.
Okay, so we were checking.
On the east side of Amsterdam, there's a wire there, yeah. Well, that's where the Delos is. There's a Delos right there. That's on the east side, and that wire goes across Amsterdam to the west side.
Right.
And then there's a gap, around a 17-foot gap, between that pole and the buildings. And Rav Shechter's make on gaps until 18 feet. Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish, says that you should use the smallest shiurim in Erev. And I asked this question to Rav Shechter many times, but someone could ask him again, please. Like, the minhag over here in yeshiva is that we use larger gaps.
What's that required now?
It would be like 16 feet. Okay. Actually, 15 feet 8 inches or something. Whatever it is. So the fact is, we paskin Shabbos Hoyel v'Hutra Hutra. But if Nafu Mechitzos, so then it doesn't help. If the Tzuris HaPesach breaks, and now I have a gap of more than 10 Amis, so then it's going to be a problem. If the gap is less than 10 amis, so there's a truv in Reb Kiva Eger Simin Lamed Hey, where he discusses, maybe I could say in that situation that the Kana Mikan of the Tzuras HaPesach, now they no longer have the Kana Gab, but maybe that counts as the two pasin of a Chatzar, and maybe it could be make on that situation, because two pasin of Mashahu would suffice. Reb Kiva Eger and Simin Lamed Hey, once we make on this, even though it's Lo Samach Allah of Miba Old Yom as Paseh HaChatzar, but maybe the fact that I was relying on it Miba Old Yom as a Kana Mikan of a Tzuras HaPesach is sufficient. Right? That's the Erev and Lomdeh. But basically, la halacha, we pass in simin shin ayin dalad se'if beis, that if I have two chatzeris, and there's a wall between the two chatzeris, so each one had their own eruv, and then the wall breaks down in the middle of Shabbos, so in that situation, I'm still allowed to carry, because I still have mechitzas. No, I'm surrounded midalad ruchos. But if the outside wall would break down, so then I can't carry on Shabbos, no? In Washington Heights, there are two Erevin. There's a Mount Sinai Erev, which is on the west side of the Heights, and the YU Erev on the east side of the Heights. And there's a wire that is shared between the two Erevin called the Wadsworth Erev. A few years ago, I was doing an Erev tour here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Miller was walking around, and we're walking down Wadsworth Avenue, and Oyvei! Right, the wire is down. So big deal, the wire is on. It's still Isnuhula Mechitzas. The Mechitzas go all the way around and around and around. And even though there are two different boxes of matzahs in the two Erevin of the Heights, there's one box of matzahs in the Kolinsky apartment, 475 West 186 apartment 2E. And there's another box of matzah in Mount Sinai Jewish Center, 135 Bennett. Right? Two different boxes of matzahs, but doesn't matter. Because L'maisa, Isnuhula Mechitzas is going to be good. Kamosha Kasav and Shulchan Aruch Simin, Shin Ayin Dalet. I think this is basic Judaism. So far, so good. Now, the problem is that Reb Shlomo Kluger has a kula. Reb Shlomo Kluger, in a few different tshuvas, I give you the Mar Makomis in my article, Simon Kufayim Beiskunz and Kusamach Gimel, tshuvas that he wrote with Stay Halavan. It was like some vacation area or something. And Reb Shlomo Kluger, in these three tshuvas, basically says that even though the mechitzas fall down, nonetheless, we could say Shabbos Hayo V'Hutra Hutra. What people are saying out in the veldt, that once the Erev is up at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains kosher all Shabbos. It's against all the Rishonim. It's against Shulchan Aruch. Reb Shlomo Kluger, who was Gedolei HaPoskim in Brud, Reb Shlomo Kluger says, good enough. Right? It's still good. So in this book, the Sefer that came out in Karen B'Yavne on Hilchos Erevin by Reb Eli Melech Langa, do people still use the Sefer? When Reb Shechter gives his Shimon Erevin, he talks about the book from Karen B'Yavne. That's what this one is. So in this Sefer, it's notes 115 and 121. He says, Yitachin, Efshar Lismoch al Kula Zu Reb Shlomo Kluger B'Shas HaDechak V'Tzarech Iyun. He says, maybe you can rely on this kula of Reb Shlomo Kluger v'shas hadchak when the Erev is down. That will treat it like the Erev is still up. And he defends it based on the Tosfos on Tesvov in Erevin. The Gemara has a story, Erevin on Tesvov, that Rav is sitting in a mavoi on Shabbos, and Rav Huna is coming to Rav. And he says, Omer Leila Shamei, Zil Aisi Li Kuza Demaya. Go and bring me like a keli of water. Ad Asa, Nafal Lachia. When he's coming, the lechi falls down. Achvi Lebi Yadei. So he motions with his hand, stop, don't come. Come Aduchte, and he stopped. So then the Gemara says, why did you have to do that? Amalei Rav Huna, Lo Sover Lamar Lismo Chadikla. Right, there's a tree. So what if the lechi fell down? Can't you be somech on the tree? So he says, no, I can't be somech on the tree because it has to be samchinan olav miba'od yom. Right, this is the sugi of lechi ha'omen me'elav, no? Which is one of the yalkagams according to one of the approaches in Taisus. Right, we spoke about this in Shir another day. But, so, that's the sugi. Can't be somech on the lechi? So he says, no, I can't be somech on the lechi. I can't be somech on the dekel as a lechi because I wasn't somech olav miba'od yom. Now, Taisus over here asks Akasha, how come we don't bring up the sugya of Shabbos Hoel V'Hutra Hutra? That Taisus on Tesvav asks the Kasha. And Tosfos's first answer is, well, this case might be less nehula mechitzas, because the lechi came down, so therefore you don't have the mechitzah anymore. Less nehula mechitzas, we don't say Shabbos chol v'chutra chutra. Inami, though, Tosfos has a second answer. Tosfos says that we're going to feed divrei Rav. And Rav apparently has a different cheshbin. That's what Tosfos says. We're not going according to Rav Huna, we're going according to Rav. But what emerges from the second answer of Tosfos, says this with Elimelech Lang and his Sefer, so the second answer of Tosfos is really saying that we're going to say Shabbos Hova Hutra Hutra even though the Mechitzas fell down, which is against Shulchan Aruch, against normal Judaism. But Reb Shlomo Kluger, perhaps, we don't know what he was relying on. We don't have the fuller tshuva. He said the Elimelech Shlomo's are just very small tshuvas. Apparently, he was relying on this. Maybe it's the second day of Tosfos. Now, I have to admit, I'm not sure how this Rebbe Elimelech Lang is learning the Tosfos at all, because Tosfos is only speaking within Rav, not within Rav Huna, and Tosfos is basically making a cheshbon that Rav would disagree with Rav Huna, and Rav would hold that we don't say Shabbos Ho V'Hutra, excuse me, that Rav would say that we do say Shabbos Ho V'Hutra Hutra, even on Nachol Mechitzas. That's really the cheshbon that Tosfos is making. So that cheshbon is a nice cheshbon, but we don't paskin that way. So to use this as the source of saying Shabbos Hova Hutra Hutra, even though the mechitzas fell down, is very difficult. More than that, some say, and I think Rabbi Elimelech Lang is getting at this in his Sefer, some say that maybe we should just rely on Reb Shlomo Kluger, because we have a rule in Halacha of Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel Be'Erev, no? Erevin? We're Meikel on everything! It's awesome!
That's only by the
matzes! Right, so we pass in Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel Be'Erev doesn't help by the mechitzes. So this whole approach is very difficult. Moreover, the Chazanish says we only say Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel Be'Erev in Machlokasim in Gemara, Tanoim and Amoraim. Machlokasim in Rishonim, we don't even say it. And certainly Machlokas HaPoskim, later on, the Chazanish says we won't say Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel Be'Erev. Moreover, I had a third reason why we shouldn't say Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel Be'Erev. Rav Schachter quotes in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon on page 259 that we only say Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel Be'Erev on a Kula Shita, but we don't say it on a Shita that's completely, totally rejected. Rav Schachter quotes that he was speaking once with Simcha Sheps, who was one of the Rashi Yeshiva in Torah V'das. Rav Sheps told him that this Rav Shlomo Kluger is totally rejected, you can't even rely on it at all. So, Lamaisa, I think we assume that when an Erev falls down on Shabbos, the Erev is mamish down, and we're not going to say Shabbos Hova Hutra Hutra. I think that's pretty basic in Judaism. Now, should I announce that the Erev is down? If you're the rabbi of a town, and the Erev is down, do you announce it on Shabbos? So, traditional practice, I think, is that the rabbi announces the Erev is down. I think this is pretty sad. I remember as a kid, this once happened, and like they announced that Erev was down on Shabbos. Again, Five Towns, 1980s. I think this was done. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, however, in Perek Yud Zayin of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, the last din in Perek Yud Zayin, Reb Shlomo Zalman tainas that you should not announce that the Erev is down. If the Erev is down, you should fix the Erev. We'll talk about how to do that in a few minutes. But if you can't fix the Erev, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, don't announce that the Erev is down. And he has two reasons. One reason is Mutav Shu Shogigen Bayahu Mesidin. Lamaisa, if I'm going to announce that the Erev is down, there's still going to be people who will carry in the Erev, no? And therefore, don't announce it, because those people who are carrying after they know the Erev are down, they are mazed. And we'd rather them violate something inadvertently rather than violating it on purpose. That's point one of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Point two that he says is that this is called a misasek on an Issur Derabbanan, and therefore they're not doing anything wrong. Right? Misasek means if I violate an Issur, completely oblivious to everything. No? I shecht an animal and I think it's a regular animal. It turns out my bad luck is Behemas Kodshim. No? Misasek. So misasek is pater b'chalatera kula. So here also says Rav Shlomo Zalman it's misasek, and in this situation not only is it a misasek, it's a misasek on an issur d'rabbanan. Issurim d'rabbanan, we could say, you might only violate if you have real intention to violate the issur d'rabbanan. There's a famous nesivus, which is like a collector's item in Judaism, where the nesivus basically says that issurim d'rabbanan, the Meshech Chochma also has this in Parsha Shoftim or something, that issurim d'rabbanan you only violate because it's merit, because you're violating, because you're rebelling. If you violate an issur d'rabbanan b'shogeg, so that's not a violation of an issur d'rabbanan, no? Issurim d'rabbanan, you can only violate. Do not tell this to people. By the way, as a rabbi, this is probably the worst thing you could ever say. people are just going to be violating Issurim d'rabbanan. Like, well, don't tell me. We don't do that. But there is a nesivus in Reish Lamed Aleph, and there is this comment of the Meshech Chochma that there's no such thing as violation of an issur d'rabbanan b'shogeg, and therefore, since any time I have an eruv, in the worst case scenario, it's going to be an issur d'rabbanan. If it's going to potentially be a d'oraisa, then I can't have a eruv, right? Then Rishas Saram is only nitar b'dlosos, right? Yerushalayim. So it's in the worst case scenario, it's going to be an issur d'rabbanan. So this will be either misasek on d'rabbanan or shogeg on d'rabbanan, and maybe you should not announce it. Adkan divrei Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Whether he's using each reason independently or whether the reasons are combining is not abundantly clear. When I wrote this article, I was assuming that each reason stands on its own, and therefore I felt that there is makom lechalek, or it's again, you know, it's arguing from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but I felt that there's room to defend the common practice that we should announce an Erev is down, because each of these reasons I felt is debatable, like we'll talk about in a few minutes. Judah?
I was going to say, if they are separate reasons, then the other side of Utah Shishogin is that there might be people who would have...
Wait. Okay, So we'll talk about this now. Let's talk about Mutar Shu Shogigin Vayu Mizid. And first of all, Tosis in Shabbos on Nunhei, Tosin Bababas or Samach, it's the same Tosis. Tosis says that we only say Mutar Shu Shogigin Vayu Mizidin in a situation where the people are going to, here, look at the Tosis on Nunhei in Shabbos. Tosis discusses, right, the Gemara has a line, Af agav delo mekabli lo chichinumar. The Gemara says, even if they won't be mekabel, still you should give tochacha, still you should give moser. So Tos says, yeah, you only give moser though, hecha de suffik I mekabli. Hida aminon besomuch, lefnehem migoloi. Ava hecha de vade lo mekabli, then hanach lehem mutushu shogin vayu mezidin. Tos says he is sold over here, which he says in other places also, that we only say mutushu shogigin vayu mezidin in a situation where they will definitely not listen. But if they might listen, so then you have to give moser, then you have the chiyuv of tochacha. That's how this is yisod. So now, the question comes up, as like, if I have a community, a large community, let's say, if I have a community of 10 people, so I know which 8 people will listen and which 2 people won't listen. So you walk over to those 8 people and you tell them, Yanko Shmero Getzel, you should know the Erev is down. Right? And the other people who you know for sure won't listen, so you don't say anything to them. But if I have a large community and I can't speak to individuals, it's too big. So do I make an announcement in Shul that the Erev is down? Right? That would be to accommodate those people who would listen when I say the Erev is down. There's some people who won't listen, and for those people I should say Mutar Shu Shogigin. Well, maybe I don't care about them. Right? Maybe I follow Rov. Who has the upper hand? Is the upper hand the people who would listen, or is the upper hand the people who won't listen? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach seems to be assuming that you don't announce it, because Kol Zman there's going to be some people who would violate the Isser anyway. So Mutav Shu Shaik again for these 3 people, therefore don't announce it at all. There's going to be 25, 125, 225 people who would listen. It doesn't matter. Some people won't listen, you don't announce it. That's what Shlomo Zalman seems to say. Again, he doesn't get into the details. I don't know. Kenzine, I don't know. I don't know. It's a little bit strange. But, I mean, again, I don't know why no one entertains the idea that I suggested that we just follow Rove. that's not entertained at all. But Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying, it's in shul, you have to make a decision, better not to announce. Mutar Shushogian. Hanir Lopiyan Yastaiti, that Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva disagrees with Reb Shlomo Zalman, no? In Chelek Beis of Orechayim, Simin Lamed Vav, I believe. Again, it's not Lamed Hey or Lamed Vav. The Moshe discusses, do you announce in shul that you should not talk during Tekiyas? In most shuls, they make such an announcement, correct? Everyone should be careful, right, not to talk at all from the first bracha until the last kolos after Kaddish Tiskabel. Right, or last kolos before Tiskabel, whatever it is. Right? Everyone should be careful not to talk. Do you have to make such an announcement? The Rav who asked the Shabbat Reb Moshe said, you know what, maybe it's better not to make an announcement because Mutiv Shu Shogigin Vayom Azidin. There's going to be people who will talk anyway. One year in Shul, actually, during Tekiyas, somebody got a call on his cell phone. He picked it up and he started talking in the middle of the Tekiyas. I thought that was a little extreme, but these things happen. Baruch Hashem, people come to Shul Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's a very beautiful thing. But it's not a regular. Not a regular
in Shul.
I don't think there's a Pekuch Nefesh call. It was a Russian fellow. He started talking to his friend in Russian, moved to Kiev. Whatever it was. Russian, they come on Rosh Hashanah. It's very nice. So Reb Moshe Feinstein at first says, you know what? He thinks maybe the Isser to talk during Tekiyas, especially the Isser to talk between the Tekiyas, the Miyusha, Tekiyas, the Mu'umar, like the Ran writes in Rosh Hashanah, it's really not Usser. It's like a practice that kind of develops, and they're not doing anything wrong if they talk. That's his first point. And he said, and even if they are doing something wrong, right, or even if they're, Reb Moshe writes basically that he thinks you should announce it. You're going to tell me, Zok Reb Moshe, that you don't teach Torah to people? There's a chiyuv of a Rav to teach Torah to his community. So the Rav's going to tell the community that you're not allowed to talk during the Tekiyas. And that's your chiyuv, to teach people the dinim. And therefore, some people won't listen. Right? Most people won't listen. And you're there to teach the Torah. So therefore you announce it. Right? And you get an impression from Moshe, it's not even because most people will listen. You have a din to teach. Some people will listen. Some people will listen. So lamaisa, you have to announce it. Ad kan divrei Rav Moshe. It seems to me that if you read between the lines of Rav Moshe is arguing about this Rav Shlomo Zalman, no? Rav Moshe is saying that it's better to announce it. When you have a large community, some will listen, some won't, better to announce it. Yeah?
Where can Rav Moshe draw the line between the issue of giving the chachat that won't be mekabel and the
abonis? Yes, that's that's a much larger topic. That's a very important question. That's a much larger topic. I don't know. Yeah?
Also, you cannot compare the two issues of by Tekiyas and the because thereby when the Erev is done it's an outright Isser. It's not quite an outright Isser.
By the Erev it's not an outright Isser?
No, by the Erev it is an outright Isser.
By Tekiyas.
Right,
so Reb Moshe entertains that at the end, but then Reb Moshe still says you should announce it. Right, so even there, Zakhtar Moshe should announce it.
Maybe he would hold that you shouldn't announce it.
Allah has. I think it goes the opposite way. If I should announce it by Tekiyas, which might not be in Isser at all, Alachas Kama Vakama by, what's it called? By the Erev, I should announce it. Yeah.
I could hear a svara that one would say, Tekiyas, no one really remembers from year to year what halacha is. The Rav announces it, and then B'nai Torah will listen. If he doesn't, then people might forget. Whereas Erev, everyone sort of, there's a status quo. So by one, the you give to your community is part of your role. Whereas the other...
So, Adirabba, so I've been thinking about this. It seems to me that, if anything, the story goes the opposite way. Many people who grew up in communities with Erevin don't know there's an Isser Hotzah on Shabbos at all. This is my one opportunity to teach Torah. Dachman Vissen Rabosai, that it's Usser to carry on Shabbos. I think in Elizabeth, Ad HaYom HaZeh, there's one Shad Pasha Zohar or something. Every year, the Erev is down. I don't know if it's actually down or not. Like, no one knows the deep secret over here. But they announced the Erev is down. To teach people, Rabbi Tait said,
so inconvenient.
Huh?
So inconvenient.
Especially Pasha Zohar, when the practice is that women go to shul, etc. Yes. But that's what they do in Elizabeth. Right? Because you want people to know that there people today don't, they only know that Halavai Nishma there's 38 Malachas. They don't know that the Malach of Chutzah exists.
I hear what you're saying, but if you're coming from, you're coming from a very noble place, Rebbe, but you're also coming from a place of, now you're coming from a Rebbe with a Chinuch perspective, and I think Rav Moshe and Rishon Lezion are arguing on two people know. So for Rav Moshe to say that people don't
well,
know
people
the halacha,
are
they
going.
Will learn the halacha of not talking in shul for tkiyas, that's something that they would never thought, but they'll listen to.
I don't. So the Moshe is assuming that they're going to learn it now, and they still won't listen. In that tshuva, Moshe is talking about mutar shu shog again. In other words, they will learn the din for the first time. You're not allowed to talk to tkiyas, and then what they'll do is they'll say shalom aleichem. How are you? Right?
Okay.
I think that's the concern. Yes.
If I understood correctly, maybe you're saying that from Moshe you could extrapolate because he said for something that by not really nikar din required you would teach so. For something that it is, but then you say the opposite, that to be that you wouldn't necessarily carry that over because say for something that is thicker then you would want to prevent people from being mezidim more than something that
I think there's more of a reason to announce the Erev being down. Moshe says I should even announce Tekiyas.
Right?
So if I should announce the Tekiyas, Al Achas Kama Vakama, Tova Mechupel, Samokam Aleinu, I should announce when the Erev is down, where there's more of a reason, presumably.
But then you'll have, but if you want to avoid having Mezidim or putting people in that situation, so you'll have Mezidim when there's actually an Isser. Is there one?
Maybe. I mean, you're saying over here the Mezidim is not an Isser at all. Perhaps. I just think if you read the Tshuva, Nigris Moshe is talking about Mutar Shu Shog again, and Rav Moshe basically says that we are focused on those people who will, right, who will listen. They have the upper hand, as opposed to those who won't listen. As opposed to Rav Shlomo Zalman, assuming that those who won't listen have the upper hand. Yeah.
So to tell them that you can't do it and knowing full well that they for sure will not do it is different than knowing that if you're not.
You're saying that like there's more of a chazaka that they won't talk in tekiyas than there is a chazaka that they're not going to carry because everyone has their keys in their pockets on Shabbos and maybe I don't know, but I'm just saying that you don't see that from Igros Moshe. If you read Moshe's tshuva, what Moshe is saying is that mutar shu shog. Now this question, I thought, is really a discussion as follows. In the Magen Avraham, in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Lamed, there's a discussion as well. Let's say the community is making early Shabbos, and there's one fellow whose food isn't cooked yet. Do you delay Shabbos in town for this one fellow? So,
and we're in a time where everything's going to check out with you.
Right, it's in a community that everything is nimshach. One shul, small town, right? Reish Samach Gimel. Do you delay? So says the Magen Avraham that maybe you could delay for this one person, but if it's the zman of Shabbos that's coming, so then the real zman, saying you have to accept Shabbos already. The regular time when you accept Shabbos, the normal time you have to accept Shabbos. Early Shabbos, not. Regular Shabbos, Magen Avraham says yes. And then the Magen Avraham quotes a line from the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says that even though we have a principle of Mutar Shu Shogigin Va'al Yehu Mezidin, but we don't apply this to Beis Knesses. The Matzah Sashekel writes on the Magen Avraham that what the Magen Avraham Mistama means with this is that if you're dealing with the Tzibur, some people will listen, some people won't listen. So Lamaisa, you should announce it. You should say that there's an Isser. Some people won't listen. Still, Mutar Shu Shog Va'Yehu Mezidin doesn't apply to Beis Knesses. That's what the Magen Avraham says, as understood by the Matzah Sashekel. When I was doing the Kol Elyon, so Rabbi Rosenzweig used to tell me that I was into learning halacha then also. He used to say that the correct way to learn halacha is that you read Mishneh Berurah and you focus on what he's not quoting. No? In other words, the Mishnah Berurah's job is to quote all Gedolei HaPoskin. Taz, Magen Avraham, Prima Godim, all of the heavy hitters. And the Mishnah Berurah is a digest. So he's quoting all of the heavy hitters. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the first two lines of the Magen Avraham. But that last line at the end of the Magen Avraham, where he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, that we don't say Mutishu Shogim Bebeis Knesses, the Mishnah Berurah leaves out. Look in the Mishnah, compare the Magen Avraham, Reis Samach Gimel Os Lamed, to the Mishnah Berurah, Reis Samach Gimel Os Samach Dalet. Halo Davarhu. The fact that the Mishnah Berurah leaves this line out, to me, is very suggestive. And perhaps what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that I don't hold like the Sefer Chassidim, which would be a little bit like Rav Shlomo Zalman, not like Rav Moshe in my worldview. Again, this is all the world according to me. I'm not sure if I'm right or not. I think the Yesod is a correct Yesod, that if the Mishnah Berurah leaves something out that's found in the Magen Avraham, that's very suggestive. But you have to be a tremendous bucky. Ken Zion that it appears somewhere else in the Mishnah Berurah, six volumes. Ken Zion that this line appears somewhere else in the Mishnah Berurah, he just felt it's a better place there. I don't know. But La'es Ata, I have not found that end of the Magen Avraham quoted anywhere in the Mishnah Berurah, and it would seem that perhaps the Magen Avraham is disagreeing. Oh. Okay, so that's Shita, that's approach number one. The Din of Mutav Shihu Shogigin, which Rav Shlomo Zalman is relying on not to announce that the Erev is down, I thought Rav Moshe would disagree, and perhaps the common practice is in line with Rav Moshe, which maybe connects to this Magen Avraham B'Shem Sefer HaChassidim. Let's talk about Misasek. If I carry on Shabbos, and I think that the Erev is up, that means I think I'm indoors, no? And then what turns out is that really the Erev is down. So, am I in violation of the Isser Shabbos? So, the Pashtus is, this is called Misasek, I think I'm indoors. I'm really not indoors, right? Because indoors would be Mukaf Mechitzos. I'm really not, because the Erev is down. The Gemara in Ayin Gimel has a case, Kasavar Shehu Rishus HaYachid, Nimtza Rishus HaRabim, that's called the Misasek. Right? Even by a Rishus HaRabim, that's called a Misasek. Certainly in our case, the Chaura is a Misasek on an Isser D'Rabbonon. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, because it's Misasek, don't announce that the Erev is down. Now this might depend on how we understand Misasek. It's well known that there's a machlokas between the Nesivos and Reb Kiva Eger and the Tshuva about what's the Yesod of Misasek. The Nesivos basically says that Misasek means that it happened on its own. If I shecht an animal, having no idea that this animal is behemas kachim, so it's ki'ilu, the animal is ki'ilu, the kachim was nishkat on its own, no? I didn't do it. Without any das, I didn't do it. Therefore, says the Nesivos, Misasek is not a maisa avera kihuza. Reb Kiva Eger disagrees. Reb Kiva Eger says, if you go through the Gemara, actually at the beginning of Hurrius, the Gemara also has this, Asher Chata Ba'a Pratma Misasek, that we have a Pasuk to tell me that there's no Chi of Carbon on Misasek. Why do I need a Pasuk that there's no Chi of Carbon? Zuck Reb Kiva Eger, obviously because Misasek is a Maisa Avera, it's just a Ptor Carbon. Right? Then the Nesivos is assuming that Misasek is not a Maisa Avera at all. Reb Kiva Eger is assuming that Misasek is a Maisa Avera, and it's just a Ptur from a carbon. Now, even the Nesivos does assume that there's certain types of Misasek that are going to be Usur, right? The Nesivos is saying that Misasek means it's not my Maisa Avera. But therefore, if I have a Lav She'im Bo Maisa, so the Nesivos would say, I'm going to be Chayiv on Misasek in that case. For example, Chamet, ownership of Chametz on Pesach, by Rabbi Yamatzeh, that's a Lav She'im Bo Maisa. And the Nesivos says that in that situation, even by Misasek, you're going to be in violation, because Misasek just means I didn't do it. But by Rabbi Yamatzeh, you could violate even though you're not doing anything, because it's a Lav She'im Bo Maisa. That's a razzle-dazzle fancy Nesivos. But Reb Kiva Eger has a Yesod that Misasek usually is a Maisa Aveira, but there's a Ptur carbon. However, Reb Kiva Eger says that there's two types of Misasek, and this is a point that Tosis makes in Shabbos on Ayin Beis. There's Misasek B'chol HaTorah Kula, and there's Misasek on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have a special pasuk, Tosin Shavuos Yotessos, it says this. Right? We have Misasek on Shabbos, which is different than Misasek B'chol HaTorah Kula. On Shabbos, since I have a pasuk of Malachas Machshavas. So Malachas Machshavas teaches me that Misasek on Shabbos is going to be not a Maisa Aveira Kibuzah. So Rebbe Kiva Eger is saying that Misasek is a Maisa Aveira B'chol HaTorah Kulah. Misasek on Shabbos is not a Maisa Aveira. At first glance we would say, okay, so now that's awesome. Because Misasek is not a Maisa Aveira at all, if it's Misasek on Shabbos, and therefore maybe we should not announce the Erev being down, because it is, right, Misasek of Shabbos, and Misasek on Shabbos is not a Maisa Aveira. However, this is wrong for two reasons. First of all, when Rebbe Kiva Eger in this Tshuva and Siman Ches is speaking about Misasek on Shabbos, Rebbe Kiva Eger is talking about is the Taisus. Taisus says that there is one type of Misasek is Niskavein Lachdoch es hatolosh v'chotach es hamchubar. I have a mistake of identity. I have an item. I think it's tolosh. It really is mechubar. That's one type of misasek. There's another type of misasek, which in this kavein lachdoch mechubar zeh v'chotach mechubar zeh. There are two plants in front of me. I have kavona to cut down this plant, and I end up cutting down that plant. The misasek of Shabbos, which for Reb Kiva Eger is a chisorin in Malachas Machshavas, and therefore it's not a Maisa Aveira at all, is only the second type of misasek, which is misasek lachtoch mechubar zeh mechotach mechubar acher. Our case is not analogous to that, and therefore our case, according to Reb Kiva Eger, would be the type of misasek that is a Maisa Aveira. No? That, I think, is correct. Moreover, at the end of that tshuva in Rebbe Kiva Eger, Rebbe Kiva Eger writes a lashon that says that misasek is not a maisa aveira at all le'inyan Shabbos, but midrabbanan misasek is still aser. That would mean l'cha'ora. It can't mean that misasek is aser midrabbanan, that don't do a misasek. Because you can't say, don't do misasek. Misasek is always retroactive. Once I did it, I cheshen out that's misasek. So what does Reb Kiva Eger mean where he says that misasek is also midrabbanan, on the misasek and Shabbos? Al-Karkacha, what Reb Kiva Eger means is, and this is a point that Reb Aaron Cutler, Zichrono Livracha, makes in his tshuvas in the Mishnas Reb Aaron in Siman Daled, Os Vov. Reb Aaron has a tshuva about opening refrigerators on Shabbos, no? This was like a big issue like a million years ago. Someone told me that Rabbi Karlap Ad Hegelezer doesn't open refrigerators on Shabbos. Is anyone else who doesn't open refrigerators on Shabbos?
Doesn't Rav Shanker have some sort of device?
So there is a device that some of the...
Some people only do it when the motor is on.
Some people only do it when the motor is on already, right? That, I think, is less common today because most people assume that's considered a... most people assume that's a Dover Shein HaMiskaven. Now I'm talking about the typical old-fashioned refrigerators. The devices that people have today are because today's refrigerators are much more, they can mamish fly. They could, today's refrigerators have 9 million different computers that tell you information, and things are mamish changing every time you open the door. It's going to be a psychrasia, it's not a vision of a scaven. So that's why some of the newer refrigerators, you can buy a Shabbos type of thing. Different kashrus agencies have different ones that allow you to open the more modern refrigerators on your own on Shabbos. But I live in Washington Heights in a standard landlord apartment. There's absolutely nothing that is new, innovative, fancy, modern about my refrigerator. It's the old, you know, type of refrigerator we have. So the old types of refrigerators is a standard Davish and Miskaven where people were makel to open it. But there was a school of thought that you can't open the refrigerator on Shabbos. And Rabbi Aaron Cutler in this tshuva is assuming that you should not open refrigerators on Shabbos, but he's discussing, can I ask somebody who doesn't know that there's an issur to open the refrigerator on Shabbos, can I ask him to open the refrigerator on Shabbos for me? Right? That's Rabbi Aaron Cutler's razzle, that after he spends the first 5 osios of this tshuva arguing that's also to open the refrigerator on Shabbos, he writes, "Og yesh levar prat echad im mutar leftoach ayde katan o gadol she'in yodei aklal she'osa b'zeh pulas ha'avara v'hu misasek." And Reb Kiva Eger points out that Misasek is not, that Misasek and Shabbos does not have an Isser, but, says Rabbi Kotler, look at the end of Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger, and the end of Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger says that Misasek is an Isser Drabbanon, and what that means is that I can't allow you to do an Isser. Meaning, what Rabbi Aaron Cutler is understanding with the end of this Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger is that if you're about to open the refrigerator on Shabbos and I know that it's Osir, I have an obligation to tell you, stop! Don't open that refrigerator. That's Rabbi Aaron Cutler's cheshbon, no? So if Aaron Cutler says, you know what, he's inclined that Miss Asik is going to be an Isser Drabbanon al kolponim, even if the only Isser involved is an Isser Drabbanon, it still is going to be an Isser in the sense of, I'm obligated to prevent you from doing it. That's of Aaron Cutler's tshuva at the end of Siman Dalem, Mishnah Rabbanan. Sam?
Never mind.
Hey? Yeah?
Well, you can maybe bring a proof, the fact that if somebody carries the Rosh Hashanah knowing that they're thinking that there's nothing in his pocket, apparently you have to do tshuva on that.
So, in my article, I discuss some of these types of proofs. There was an old minhag that people would not carry anything on Shabbos ever, just in case the Erev is down. There was a minhag in the Sefer Nezer. You saw how the minhag that people would like clean out the inside of their pants before Shabbos to make sure that there's no like lint inside your cuffs. You never thought about that one, right? These types of minhagim, again, that was assuming that there's going to be some Isser, even if it's misasek. Could be.
I heard that for chametz.
Huh?
I heard people checking
for chametz, that's more standard. Also not completely standard, it's more standard. So if Aaron Cutler tainas that he has a raya from a Gemara Menachas on Lamed Zayin. The Gemara Menachas on Lamed Zayin tells us a story that Ravina is following Mavir of Ashi on the Shabbos, and a corner of his talis gets caught. And the Gemara discusses whether we should say Godo Kover Habriyas Shadoka Losase Min HaTaira in a situation that they were walking in a Carmelis. That's the Gemara in Menachas Lamed Zayin. Now, the Gemara basically says that Ravina told Mavir Rav Ashi about the talis. Apparently Mavir Rav Ashi didn't know. It would be misasek. He didn't know that his talis ripped, no? It would be misasek. Why is he telling him? Zaktiv Aaron Kotler, Zafran Levracha, from here I see that misasek, even in a Carmelis, even on an Issa Drabbanan, there's some avira involved in this asek, and you're mechuyev to stop people from doing it. And therefore, I'm mechuyev to stop somebody who's going to open the refrigerator, which is a violation of an Isser D'Rabbanan, even though he's doing it from this asek, I'm mechuyev to stop you. That's what I'm calling Shtikl Torah. Now, what this means, l'cha'ora, is that you're mechuyev to prevent people from violating something misasek, even though it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Therefore, you should announce that an Erev is down on Shabbos. This also means, by the way, that we're arguing on the Nesivos. That you saw the Nesivos, that Shogeg on an Isser D'Rabbanan is not Asar Ki Huzeh. Obviously, if even misasek, I'm mechuyev to stop you. Certainly, you don't talk to Nesivos. I think in yeshivas, everyone points out that Nesivos is not like mainstream Judaism. Yeah.
Just to understand that situation, what would have been the
answer
for Ravina?
So Ravina is following Mavir of Ashi. Mavir of Ashi has his talus get caught. Right? And he's going to be carrying, because his talus got caught, became puzzle, so he'll be carrying on Shabbos.
So
the Gemara only discusses mitzvah the Kavod Abrius, because if he has to disrobe, right, there's a Kavod Abrius angle. But you see, mitzvah the misasek angle, it'd still be an avera. So you see from here, I think that, right, I think Rabbi Aaron Cutler's raya is very strong. I think it's a very strong raya. In Rabbi Simon's Sefer on Hilchos Erevin, he quotes my article, and he has a few lines where he says he doesn't think the raya that Rabbi Aaron Cutler has from this Gemara is so strong. I don't understand what Rabbi Simon was saying. If you take a look, and you, I just didn't understand what he was saying. He, again, maybe I'm a little blinded because he's trying to argue on me, but it seems to me that you should announce when an Erev is down on Shabbos. So a few years ago, the YU Erev was down on Shabbos one time. So someone comes over to ask me whether they should announce that the YU Erev is down on Shabbos. So I was a little uncomfortable over here. I said, if it would be the Mount Sinai Erev, I'd for sure say we should announce it. The YU Erev, I don't know what Rav Schechter holds. Officially, Rav Schechter is the posek of the YU Erev. I don't know what he holds. I'm like, ask somebody else. Rav Schechter wasn't here for Shabbos. I'm like, I can't take this. Because I think in some ways my position that you should announce a Erev that fell on Shabbos, it's against Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says not to. But Hanir Lofi and the Estaiti that we should announce it. But I'm comfortable giving that psak, as it were, in my own community. And if it's another community where people just happen to ask me, so I was not comfortable saying this. I don't remember who they ended up asking. I think they asked Rabbi Simon. I think Rabbi Simon said they should follow Rav Shlomo Zalman. I think that's what happened, yeah.
Is there a distinction between announcing a shul versus if you see someone walking outside?
Yeah, so if I see someone walking outside and the air is down, so you have to deal with the issue of what you show shogigin in a much more serious way. In shul, I have my Sefer Chassidim Mogen Avraham that I'm appealing to those people who will listen to me. When they're walking outside, you have to know when the people listen. Like, years ago, there used to be a ultimate frisbee game in Fort Tryon Park on Shabbos, no? I don't think it happens anymore. My understanding is that the people who are playing frisbee on Shabbos, it's not that they don't know that the Eruv does not extend to Fort Tryon Park. We announce it, like, all the time. It's that they say, oh, there's a Manhattan Eruv, or they don't care, Madavonin, or whatever it is. And in those situations, I think Radio and Motif Shushogin, you're dealing with, like, a small group of people, and if I think to make an assumption that they vadi won't listen to you might not be a crazy assumption. Again, you have to know the situation well. Tosa says we only say Mutir Shur Shogigan when they vadi won't listen.
There's also the difference if you're within the shul, you're in the Rishus Ayochid.
Right,
someone wheeling a baby carriage and they tell them.
Yeah, so someone's wheeling a baby carriage, so you really have to know what to do. At the end of my article, I talk about what you do when you're outside, and well, those are very complicated, Dean. And basically, you look for a fire hydrant. That's the basic answer. I went from Malcolm Patur to try to unload what you have. Those are very difficult questions in terms of the questions of the priorities. Let's say I'm in show and I have my stuff and I have to get home, so what's the best way to do it? So obviously Amir al-Nafri is the best way to do it. One time when the Erev was down, I had Nick is, I don't know if he's one of the Hasidei Umos HaOlam, but he's close, right? So Nick is the super of my show. He seriously spent over an hour on the Friday night walking to different apartments, holding everybody's keys, opening doors for them. Right, there was a time, like last year, 2 years, whenever it was, the Erev was down, Nick Mamish made Hakafis. Right? That's unbelievable. I think that's really what has to be done. The question as to what's preferable, Shnayim Sha'asa Uhu, or Pachos Pachos Midal Alamas, and all these things, there's a huge discussion about this. Actually, the best discussion, in my opinion, about the priorities on Hilchos Shabbos is in the Sefer Torah HaYoledes. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein has a whole pecking order about what's considered the least Avera or not. Oh, let's just finish very quickly. The last nikud I wanted to make is when the Erev is down on Shabbos, so then the Achronim say what you should do is you should have the goy fix it. Even if that means that the goy has to tie a knot. And usually we're not makel on Amir al Nachri to do an Isudai Raisa on Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins that like the Chaya Adam that will be makel on Amir al Nachri to do a Doraisa Letzorech Rabbim. The Tzorach Rabbin, they shouldn't violate an Isser. The Prima Gadol in one place says you could be making a mirror nothing to do with the Iraisa, even the Tzorach Mitzvah the Rabbin to turn on the lights in shul so that people could learn, let's say. Right? That's a big question, whether we rely on that Prima Gadol. But the Chaya Adam that we do on Miral Nafri to do with the Iraisa, that people shouldn't violate an Isser on Shabbos, that the Mishnah Berurah does pass in like. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that it would be better to have the guy do it Al Yedei Ananiva. Better to have the guy do it, either tying a bow. Let's say there's no goy, can the Jew fix the Erev on Shabbos? So tying a knot is an issue d'oraisa. So building a mechitza hamateres is machlokas Rashi and Taisa and Kufkaf Hey, whether that's aser or an issue d'oraisa or an issue d'rabbanon. The pashtus is that we pass in Shulchan Aruch that mechitza hamateres is aser min haTorah. No, that's a pashtus in Shulchan Aruch. Pass my toast is not like Rashi. So to have a Jew do it would be very difficult to be megal on. The Rishon Mezamen Arbach is quoted in the Nishmir Shabbos, that he felt that he quotes from the Shuva Panim Me'iros, and Simon Lamed, the Panim Me'iros says that you can even have a Jew build a Mechitza Materes Letzorech L'Rabim on Shabbos if you have no alternative. In my article, I'm a falpil about this. I'm not 100% sure that's correct. But La Halacha, we Baruch Hashem live in a community where there's enough goyim around. So if you have an Erev that's down on Shabbos, you have a goy, repair the Erev. Even if there's a d'oraisa involved, we assume that's permitted. Okay, Chevra, thank you for listening.
Yeah.